this edition of So Ill, we hear from Amy Limrise, director of the SIU Sustainability Office, about the impact the sustainability program has had on the SIU campus, as well as our community.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the So Ill podcast. My name is Alana Goodson. I'm a third-year medical student, and today I have with me...
Amy Limrise, the Director of Sustainability on campus.
Shadia Afrin, Graduate Assistant of Sustainability Office and Graduate Student of Geography and Environmental Resources.
And thanks for coming today. My first question I'd like to ask is, how did the Sustainability Office start on SIU campus?
This is a great question because we need to first understand the history of sustainability on campus, which really goes back to R. Buckminster Fuller and all of his efforts here on campus. He was a professor back in 1959 through 1971, and he made a lot of different efforts on campus and spread the word around the world about sustainability, and his vision and his philosophies and designs are still used to this day. So it starts really there, and then in 1999, SIU became the first school in Illinois to sign the Taylorist Declaration Act. And it was created by presidents at different universities of higher learning. And it consisted of 10 foundational actions and signified that SIU was committed to becoming a leader in developing and maintaining sustainability. From there, we made further efforts in 2007, and SIU signed the Illinois Sustainability University Compact. And that was a commitment for SIU to focus on 9 goals related to sustainability. By 2010, and the plant and service operations were involved, and they created Project Eco Dogs, that was launched by the students and staff to establish a green fee. And then they created Recyclemania. And in 2007, that was just a big group of people promoting recycling on campus. And that Project Eco Dogs created a report in 2008. And then that all led to the efforts in 2009 for a student group to form. And the students enacted and unanimously passed the student green fee. And that's where the Student Sustainability Office was created or born. So the green fee was overwhelmingly approved by 73% of students that voted in this campus-wide referendum. So the Board of Trustees passed the $10 per semester student green fee. So that is really what funds the office and all of our activities and programs. Since then, SIU has signed the Second Nature Climate Commitment in 2020, and that is a nonprofit organization. Second Nature provides resources and support for institutions to accelerate their climate action plan. So SIU has a committee that's been working on this. We proposed the Climate Action Plan last summer to the institution, to the cabinet, and we are working on completing that plan. So it's coming to its final steps. So here we are today. The Sustainability Office just moved into a bigger functional space. We're about to hire a project coordinator that will be split with the Spooky Food Pantry and the Student Center, and we're ready to do much more for our community.
That's exciting things I hear. So along those lines, what else does the Sustainability Office do?
Are you ready for all this?
I am.
So we do a lot. And so the mission is, just to start with the mission, is Sustainability Office is committed to empowering a culture of sustainability through collaborative campus-based solutions across academics, operations, research, and campus life. So we really facilitate, lead, and empower campus through sustainability goals. My staff really are the ones that are behind all of that. I say they are definitely the dream team, but we are all responsible for maintaining this campus sustainability recognitions. This is really important for SIU, one of them being STARS, which stands for Sustainability Tracking and Assessment Reporting Tool, and that's how we rank our university with our progress with sustainability. So we reach out to facilities, curriculum, and gather data and report that, and then we get ranked whether we're a gold institution, bronze, or silver. Currently, we're ranked at a silver, and we're working on updating our STARS recognition so we can get a gold. We also do recognitions with the bike-friendly university campus application. We're in charge of that. We just submitted our fourth-year cycle, so we're waiting on our input and hoping we at least maintain our bronze or go up to a silver status. We also are involved with the Tree Campus Higher Education recognition that we get since we have such a beautiful forest and we maintain that and have a forest plan. We have recently joined the Campus Race to Zero Waste and won the first green event competition, so that's a recognition of ours also. And we maintain the Princeton Review for Sustainability Green Schools. So So we do a lot with just recognitions. We could pursue more, like Fair Trade Institution or Be Campus recognitions, so we are looking at those in the future. So that's just recognitions in the office. As the director, my main responsibility is being the steward of the student green fee, and I organize the annual Green Fund grant ceremony every spring, which falls on Earth Day, and that's for students, staff, and faculty to make change toward our sustainability initiatives through those Green Fund grant opportunities. I also facilitate the Sustainability Council, which consists of 10 members, includes 4 students, 3 staff, and 3 faculty, heavy on the students, because that's the main goal. And we provide guidance and decisions about the green funds through the council. We also provide education and outreach. We'll come to classes. So please spread the word. Invite us to your classroom so we can talk about the green fund grant opportunities, so we can empower our campus to utilize this resource, knowing that it'll drive change towards our sustainability efforts. We also educate about sustainability in general. What does sustainability mean? How can you get involved? And we speak to community members and schools, so not just SIU. We'll talk to external community. We've talked to Marion and other institutions too. We support our sustainability efforts on campus, so when different departments or programs are doing things, we want to post their stories on our socials and add it to our newsletter and website to bring light to those efforts that are happening on campus or be part of it. We also create campaigns. We're excited about one coming this fall. So we are really trying to build Earth Day every day. So our challenge this fall is to build a campus sustainability culture through some green office challenges. So in October, be looking for that. We'll be kicking off our first Green Office Challenge to promote that, and we'll have a lot of incentives and competitions throughout campus. I also want to leverage future sustainability leaders through internship opportunities, leadership in the office, conference scholarship opportunities, and even get students involved through competitions like Green Fund grant writing essays. That was new for our Green Fund grant ceremony this past May.
What kind of things do the students write about?
So this was our first time offering this with a $500 scholarship writing essay, and we asked for the students to write about the sustainability pillar and what that means in their lives and how they want to make impact on campus. Okay. And we had Sai Pavan Bumireddy, a graduate student in computer science. He won that essay, and we recognized him at the Green Fund ceremony, and then he was able to get a scholarship towards his goals here at SIU. And we're going to do that again next year.
Okay.
We're trying to get those students involved. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
The office is also involved with being responsible for the recycling education and outreach. We're currently updating our recycling guides because the local CRC Southern Recycling is taking in more plastics and soon they're going to be taking styrofoam. So our goal is to work with Facilities and Energy Management, which is the superintendent of grounds, to work together with that company to align our goals and educate campus so we improve recycling behaviors on campus.
What are some of the things that students can look for to know something's recyclable?
So the main thing is the graphics. So that's one thing that I've noticed at other institutions and what we're going to try and do better, or actually we're going to do it better. So we're going to try and get more consistency in the messages on the graphics so that individuals know which items need to be properly disposed in which bin. And if any students have any issues or concerns, we're always open to them coming to us, giving us their ideas. But the goal now is to keep it loose, go bagless with the trash, because working with the CRC recycling company, that does slow down some of their equipment and it makes it inefficient. So those are the little things that we need to be aware of and educate the campus population. So grounds is working with us on that, and we're going to create the messaging to students. We even create games. Yeah. Go ahead, Shadia.
So we arranged some fun games for students so that they can know about recycling things, what would be compost and what would be recycling, what kind of recycling. We arranged a bingo game and the students participated with fun games, and they also got some recognitions with these fun games. Yeah, it was fun.
So that's really important with the recycling on campus, especially with those changes. Winding down, we do a lot, as you see. We're also very active on social media because that's just an outlet for our students to stay informed and engage with our sustainability efforts. And especially if they've been at some of our events, we want to showcase them and highlight what they've done and brag about them. We also manage a biweekly Saluki Green Action Team newsletter. And you can get on our listserv on our website under Get Involved if you're interested in joining that. There's a lot of good, rich information on that newsletter. And then we also have now the Sustainability Hub in our new space, and we're going to offer more services for students. We sent out a survey, and we're looking at that information so that we get the student voice and what they want on that in that space. So one of those services we're going to start with is a really small-scale free store, which we want to expand on. Many institutions have a free store. So it'll be like, you bring something, take something, but bring something, kind of a model. And then we have a couple students interested in doing fix-it stations, so we're going to start small scale with that, but starting in October, we'll have one Tuesday, and then one Tuesday in November, and also in December, where a student will have a sewing machine, and we'll do first come, first serve, where individuals can bring clothing to get fixed rather than taking things to the landfill, just addressing that fast fashion issue. So we're excited about that. A lot of institutions do it, and it seems like something that a lot of people are interested in on our campus. We also have, let's see, the sewing, and then we want to provide local resource guides so you can know about all the different sustainability topics or individuals in the local area, even social issues we want to address, and recycling. So we're building on that. So we even host dynamic workshops to engage our students in sustainability efforts. We do a lot. There's a lot to be done, and we're still building within our current capacity. So there's a lot to happen, but yeah, we're busy. But it's because we want to empower this campus.
I love that. So in terms of everything you've done, how have you feel like it's impacted students on campus and or community members?
Okay, I'll start with that one. So the sustainability office obviously is supported by the Green Fee. It impacts students on campus through all the opportunities that are offered through the Green Fee grant. So I'll start with the Environmental Service Award. We call it the Environmental Ambassador Award. Any student who has 30 hours of environmental service will receive this award during our Green Fund grant ceremony. So it's a recognition for them during the ceremony. We'll either have the Chancellor, Dr. Chancellor Lane there, or my boss, Dr. Bergen, who's the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, will be there to recognize students with a plaque. And that's a recognition that they can add to their resume, and a little green to their resume. So that's individuals that are really invested in volunteering with us or the local community to make change. The office works hard to get students invested in sustainability on campus to grow future leaders in sustainability and offer leadership opportunities, which is just serving on a sustainability council. You're working with the budget, the Green Fund grant. You're looking at Green Fund grant proposals. So that's a great opportunity for making impacts for students on campus for their professional goals. And they can lead workshops. So if a student has an idea, I want to leverage them so they can lead the workshop. For instance, we had a student that, again, was interested in maybe doing some paper making. So she had experience in paper making, and we recycled old paper, and we just provided the resources. We organized the workshop, and that individual led the workshop. So we were there to support her, and it gave her experience and a voice in something that she's interested in. So we do that a lot, and my goal is to make sure the students are leading these workshops.
Are you getting students from, like, different majors, or are you noticing, what are you seeing?
That is a great question. So I'm excited about that because sustainability belongs in every major. So we've had the fashion design students reaching out to us, computer science students, even engineering, a lot of geography students. I'm trying to think. We have architectural studies students who actually helped us design the new space. So we're like, how can I help you, and you can help us? So Owen has helped us with creating his progress portfolio and gave us a lot of guidance on how to paint the new sustainability hub. We also had an English major write our Saluki Green Action Team newsletter for a couple months, and that was nice. So we're really open to every major. I would love to see some more psychology majors too, just to help us with kind of like approaching those behavior changes.
That would be one of our sustainability goals.
I'm glad you brought that up, Shadia, because one of the main goals of mine in this position is to address the social issues, because I feel like we need to make sure that our community basic needs are met so that then they can address the higher issues of the environment and the economy. So we need to take care of our people first, in my mind. So thanks for sharing that. So we would love to see many majors from different areas on campus. So the other impacts is that 325 projects to date have been funded with $3.5 million allocated to all these projects on campus. So I'm going to give you a wide range of them, and this is just a very short list. So we have water refill stations that have been improving campus so people avoid that single bottle use, like fix-it stations on campus. Butterfly gardens are going to be happening. Right now we have students working on that at Student Sustainable Farms, researched to promote sustainability. We have hoop houses at Student Sustainable Farms. Just yesterday, the living wall got renovated in the Ag Building. So go to the Ag Building across from 176, and you'll see a beautiful display there. And that is going to be added to our green tours. The green roof has also been funded by the student green fee. Rain gardens. We've helped support Touch of Nature with their continuous trail maintenance. We even supported the mobile water dog that you'll see at different events, and that avoids single-use water bottles. And more projects are funded, and you can find all that information on our website. You'll see all the different projects, because we're transparent about everything, and we want everyone to know what was funded, how much was funded, and who was behind that. Winding down here, as you see, we do a lot. Again, the green fee also helps support our climate action plan initiatives and provides resources. So paying for the dues to be a signatory of the Second Nature Climate Commitment, or for STARS, our ranking initiatives. And then also we encourage more sustainability in the curriculum too. So as you see, the impacts are vast. Sustainability also impacts campus through the national recognitions I had talked about earlier. And that's important when we talk about impacts, because that helps recruit students. Helps recruit students who are invested in sustainability, that want to choose a campus aligned with their values. More and more data is showing that students are looking for institutions aligned with their values. So this is important for us. And it's also demonstrating our commitment to the Imagine 2030 sustainability pillar. We strive to balance the social issues while also protecting the environment through our throughout the campus planning efforts, while also keeping economic growth in mind. I know there's more impacts, but that's just a little short list. There's much more to do.
I am wondering, what is included in a green tour?
There's a history of our office offering green tours, and we're really excited that we have a graduate student in Geography and Environmental Resources who is an intern this fall, and he's digitizing all the green sites on campus. So the students will, and the community members, prospective students, faculty, and staff can just go to our website, and they'll have a digital map where they can interact with all the different sites with stories behind it. So just with the capacity and all the things that we're doing, we thought this would be a better model right now. So very soon, we'll have that probably on our website by the end of the semester. And so the students could, let's say, go to the agriculture building and see that there's the green roof and see how they can access that. They'll have to get permission for the roof, obviously, but they can go to the living wall, the rain gardens, the solar panels, the Big Gully solar trash cans. We're going to have all these different sites, and then we're going to have the history of the green fee, how it was funded, and what year, all behind that. So, like, interactive stories behind it. So that's exciting. I'm glad you asked that.
Yes, I'm excited to go find that whenever it's ready.
Good.
I was also wondering, for the water bottle filters, it says how many water bottles have been saved. Do you all use that data for anything?
You know, we haven't yet in the time of my role. So I'm almost a year and a half into this position. So I like that you asked that, because that's something I could brainstorm on, because we're always gathering data. That might be something that we'll need for our STARS report, because we're adding to add a lot of data to answer questions like that. But if there's anything that you see about the water refill stations or a need of them in your building, let us know, because that's an easy Green Fund grant opportunity for students. But thanks for bringing that up. That's something for us to explore.
And then in terms of the STARS report and the bike report, I was wondering, are the electric scooters and electric bikes included in that as well?
Great question, because this is my first round with Bike Friendly University application. And I had that question, and yes, they're included. They're included in the bike. So we get recognition because it gives more access to the different mode of transportation that's more green. So they did include them in there. I think students might have different perspectives, but that. And then with the STARS, it'll probably also be added to STARS for the reporting system. So right now we're just working on our communication plan, but I bet we'll see a part of that in there, and we'll be able to put that in there and give us some more recognition. That's a great question too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is very interesting, and it's very cool that they are, like, thinking about that on these applications and such. And can you tell me what recycling options are available on campus?
One that is significant and well-known is our ink and toner recycling and sharing program. So anyone on campus who is done with their ink and toner cartridges can send them to campus mail, and they'll bring them to our office, and we will package them and get them recycled. So we're working with different companies to send them off. So that's a very popular program. So that saves people time on campus. They could do it on their own within their office, but we provide that service. So they either can take it to campus mail or stop by the sustainability office near the International Lounge on the second floor of the Student Center, But we also provide a sharing program that many don't know about with ink and toner. So we know that ink and toner is like liquid gold and it's very expensive. So when different units on campus maybe have a new printer, maybe theirs broke, or they new office supplies, they'll have unused ink and toner and they'll bring that to our office and we put it on a inventory list for free for faculty, staff, and students. So we have saved offices up to maybe $300 to $600 in ink and toner by providing this service. So not only are we recycling the ink and toner cartridges for free for campus, we're also providing a sharing program that many don't know about yet. So we're trying to get that word out because we have a lot in our inventory, which you can just go to our website and go to sharing program, and you'll go to a zero waste email and put in a request for any ink and toner that's on that spreadsheet. And we'll send it through campus mail, we'll walk it to you, or you can come see us. So that's definitely a good program that's been around probably from the very beginning of this office.
Is that available to people on campus only or community members as well?
I'm glad you asked that because we have opened it up to the community because there was so much in our inventory and not enough was being taken. We're like, well, let's open it up. So we've had actually a couple of church groups come and we're able to provide them with ink and toner. And I noticed then we would get out in front of the students and faculty and staff and we have tabling and kind of show them the different resources. That makes a big difference. So we're going to start doing some more of that this semester also.
And then I just have a couple of questions about specific items and where students and community members can recycle them. So one of them that I personally run to at home is lithium batteries. What can I do with those?
So you can take them to the Center for Health and Safety on campus. Just give them a call and they'll come pick them up. There's also a company in Murfreesboro, PLB Battery, that you can bring them to. For single-use batteries, you could take them to the Sustainability Hub. That'll be one of the services that we're going to be offering. We're all set up for that, so people can start taking that to us now. So that's the single-use batteries.
Okay. And what about other items like toothbrushes? What do I do with my toothbrush?
This might be like a hidden secret on campus, but the dental hygiene program works with TerraCycle and also us to collect toothbrushes. So you can take your toothbrushes to the dental hygiene program and then they'll put that in their TerraCycle box. And that's actually a free program through TerraCycle. Since we're members of that, we just get provided free shipping labels. So once that box is full, we take it and then send it off and then we get a new box and fill it up again. It's pretty easy. So now that you mentioned that, we're going to explore seeing if we can also offer that into the Sustainability Hub so it's more accessible for students to just drop off toothbrushes and other items like that. We'll explore more on TerraCycle.
Okay, I have a couple more items. What about light bulbs?
Now, light bulbs, I would look at Jackson County Health Department. They'll take light bulbs. Go to their website, and they have a lot of good information on different resources that they'll accept.
And then just a couple more questions about other, like, niche items. What about, like, metals from, like, frying pans or baking sheets, etc.?
Two places come to mind. Go to CRC Southern Recycling. They take non-ferrous metals. So and look at their website. You'll be impressed on the type of items that they'll accept. They're a Yes company, and they're a young company too, and they're doing a lot. So go to the website, and Lauren Gray is pretty amazing, the manager, and going to be a good contact there. And then there's Simcoe Recycling, and they'll actually pay for the metal. And then they probably provide that in bulk to other industries that are interested in buying that. So you don't get a ton of money, but you will get some money when you bring metals. So whether it's coppers or frying pans, you can bring that to Simcoe, and that's here in Carbondale.
All right. So in terms, because we are with the medical school, and so have you noticed or has there been any reports or benefits directly or indirectly of what your office does and student health?
I love this question because I feel like that health is a dominant one for us. So the Green Fund Grant is offering many benefits. So I'll just start with like our workshops. We have workshops that we offer and sometimes we collaborate with different units and they have very successful attendance. So that's speaking to something to me about what students need. Workshops vary from upcycling, like learning how to sew from t-shirt scraps, making beeswax wraps while learning about the benefits of honeybees. So these are DIY, do-it-yourself workshops that improve your health through alternative educational and engagement opportunities while building community and friendships. I love just observing how much talk and chatter and laughter there is in these workshops and friendships that get made out of it. And I think that's significant for students' mental health, physical health, what they're learning out of this, understanding how broad sustainability is. So not only do students learn about sustainability, but it promotes a healthy world, but it's engaging them with others. So I feel like that's very important to health. And then furthermore, with health, we work very close with the Saluki Food Pantry, and we know that there's issues with access and food security, so that's important to us. And we also offer programming toward issues like hunger and homeless awareness. We're going to have a program here soon. We provide education outreach inside and out in the classroom, all related to these topics. When you just think about our bike fix-it stations, that's promoting health through healthy transportation by making it more convenient, accessible, and affordable. If someone needs to fill their tires, it costs almost a dollar at the gas station to get air. They can just come to these fix-it stations and it's for free. So it makes that more affordable, healthy, and accessible. Our student sustainable farms is pretty impressive. Rachel Miller is in charge of that, and it's in the university farm space. And they have also been heavily funded by the student green fee. They're aggressive and understand the opportunities that they have through the office. And this group works hard to keep the forced aeration compost facility operating and maintains a healthy ecological farm. And they're providing food for our campus, if you don't know that. They provide as much as they can for the dining halls, and every Wednesday through the season, they have a farmer's market in the student center. It's Wednesdays 11 to 2. And they offer workshops on their own for students to learn about the food system, healthy soils, animal husbandry, and more. And our office often collaborates with them to align our goals and to reach a bigger audience. So they're doing a lot with health there related to the food system, food equity, and then again with the food pantry. I'm going to go back to the food pantry too, because that has the direct benefits for our students, as I said, providing food security and access. We had previous graduate students that worked in the food pantry that had campaigns, and they applied for a Green Fund grant to provide little doggy bags for students. So students that were in need were given these bags full of food, and it was all funded through that grant program. So in addition to the regular services, they had this doggy bag distribution, and they're even thinking about like reuse cycles and looking at ways they can collect plastic bags to save money, because they're not funded at all. They're just survive off of donations and then the occasional Green Fund grant they apply for. So I feel like there's a ton of health benefits. Even the podcast here, providing that education, have been supported through the Green Fund. Amanda Mulch has applied for some Green Fund to just get a wider audience and space with health and well-being, and we appreciate that and glad we're here today to be part of it. Again, we bring awareness to mental health around the issues of the homelessness crisis. So this November, we're going to have a Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week. It's a national event, but we're doing this in conjunction with the Leadership Service Week, which is a partnership with the Office of Student Engagement led by Bethany Peppers. This has been a very rewarding event, and it's very successful, and it helps empower our community members. So we take this as a week long of events. We get our campus engaged, but then we go out to the community and we feed our community, and then we make care bags. And then winding down, we have the annual Great Southern Illinois Pumpkin Smash. So that mimics rage rooms and smashing stations that we're hearing more about throughout the nation and the world. It provides like healthy outlets, and it's a lot of fun while also building community. This event is also educating people on food waste and recycling by keeping food waste out of landfills. Like pumpkins provide so much water. That water should not be going to landfills. It should be staying in our soils. And it also helps teach about the life cycle of compost to soil and how that's created. So this pumpkin smash program even educates on the health benefits of pumpkins as a food source. So we're going to have food vendors there trying to show that and do demonstrations of roasting seeds and things like that. So this is just one program that provides such a wide spectrum of health benefits for students in our community. It's going to be a community event. And sustainability, as you're seeing, is so broad. It can be challenging for us to stay focused with so many issues to address, especially the many topics that students are concerned about, because they're the main thing. We want to leverage their interests, so we try to do the best we can, staying within a focus, but also addressing their needs. There's so much more opportunities and projects that we can discuss, but these are some of our bigger ones. But I think Shadia is going to add one, too.
We also celebrate Care Day. We want to know or recognize how students' mental health. They can write about how they feel about their life or anything. We want to just recognize that, how students' mental health is now, and we want to
private, like a playful little playful, games. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So we'll have tabling to do this outreach. I'm so glad she shared that one. And just a simple, like, we'll have a little board and stickers with different facial expressions. And so we'll have the students say, they can do it, how do you feel, or how do you approach a stressful day, or how are you feeling today? And then they'll take the little sticker, put it on the board, and then they'll write a little expression. And we keep all of those, just like almost as a vision board to reflect on. We should probably post that at some of our events to share with students so they can see that, because it's really creative to see how people are sharing that, and it gives others ideas on how to approach their challenges in life too. So that's during Spooky Cures Day.
Okay. Awesome. So with all of that, what can listeners at home do to support the office or get involved or just simply embellish the spirit and mission of the Sustainability Office?
I appreciate you asking this question. So there are many ways to support the Sustainability Office. We would like to see more folks attend our programs, like the Great Southern Illinois Pumpkin Smash that's coming up on November 9th. It's a Saturday from 12 to 3. And our Leadership and Service Week will be November 17th through the 23rd. More information will be provided on our website very soon. Our workshops are free. They're for faculty, staff, and students. Attend our workshops. Get engaged with our office and with others on campus. Get involved with our virtual competitions. Like on Recycling Day, we did a virtual competition and had people share it in that virtual space, which was really fun. Get involved with our recycling initiatives. Bring ideas to us. We'd like to hear you. And then apply for the Green Fund Grant. And if you have questions about it, come see us. Spread the word. Get involved with our internship opportunities to make change on campus, just like the students doing the green tours. And then occasional, there's student work positions when we're hiring. We have undergraduate students we hire and graduate students. Invite us to speak to the classroom. And then you can donate items that can be given back or upcycled. So if you have things like old t-shirts and things like that, we could use them for some of our workshops. And you can always help fund the office. We have really just funded by the student green fee, so we are kind of limited to what we can do with the Green Fund Grant and just our operational functions. We always need non-perishable food items for our Slicky Food Pantry, so I'm going to stress that partnership. We need some help for our care bag collection for our November Hunger and Homeless Awareness event, which is in conjunction to Leadership and Service Week. So just little items, just ponchos and vitamin packets, little things like that. So we're going to be doing a call out for that, and we'll take items anytime. We don't have to wait for that call. So we'll have that list of items posted on the website, or you can contact us anytime. Become a member of the Sustainability Council if you're faculty, staff, or students. We need your voice. Right now, we have one faculty position open and a staff position open. Even volunteering in our events provides much-needed support and shows that spirit towards the mission that you mentioned. Anyone can get involved with our Leadership and Service Week, as I mentioned. So if you want to know more, you can go to sustainability@siu.edu. I recommend anyone that's listening to follow our socials. Our Instagram is really active, and that's at SIU Sustainability. And then the Slicky Green Action Team is also another one they might want to join, that listserv. That's under our Get Involved on the website. So I hope to hear from the listeners and to see them at our upcoming events. Again, I'm going to stress the first one, the Pumpkin Smash, Saturday, November 9th from 12 to 3. It'll be a lot of fun. It's a huge waste diversion event that was founded through Scarce, a nonprofit up north. Last year, we diverted 2.8 tons of pumpkins and turned that into soil that was brought to Student Sustainable Farms and also provided food. Because that was the soil amendments that grew the food for campus. So we thank you for the opportunity to speak about the Sustainability Office and want anyone to contact us anytime.
So just to recap a couple of those, many of those events are annual.
Yes, the two that are annual are the Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week in conjunction with Leadership and Service Week, and that's always going to be the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then the Pumpkin Smash, this is our second year. So this could be bigger and better this year. We want vendors. We're going to have a wide range of smash stations, and that's going to be an annual event out at University Farms.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Limrise is the director of the SIU Sustainability Office. Tune in next time for another enlightening episode of So Ill. This podcast is a collaborative production between the SIU School of Medicine and WSIU Public Broadcasting. You can find more episodes at wsiu.org.